That's something we continue to work diligently on and to make citizens aware all over the city of Pensacola of the opportunities that are available for you to do something else other than thinking about gangs, drugs, and gun violence.
During his weekly virtual news conference, Mayor Grover Robinson said they want to look at alternatives. To that end, the city has hired Kelsey Powell for its neighborhood staff. A focus inside the focus is ST Engineering.
We really want them to focus on economic opportunity and looking at things like what we have, the chance for you to go get education and on-job training in aviation with ST and really give you the chance to get a certificate that can really transform your life, give you a career opportunity.
But the mayor adds there are other places besides ST Engineering where training is available to set out on a different path. And finding the right fits is Kelsey Powell's top job.
How does he get some of our young people interested in these other opportunities to get away from gun violence? And for the longest time, we can invest in training, we can invest in education, but if you got done with it, there wasn't a job waiting for you. Now we have those opportunities and they are here in Pensacola waiting for you.
The approach, says the mayor, is two-pronged, involving both law enforcement and opening economic doors.
The ultimate solution on it is really to provide other economic opportunity, and the way to do that is through education and workforce training. That's why we're very focused on what we can do and offer opportunities to get education and change and get a skill level to invest in yourself. No matter what happens, you'll always have that skill.
Work also continues by the city and local law enforcement on curbing the violence, gun and otherwise. Robinson says the options include help from Uncle Sam.
We've reached out before. We'll be happy to look and see what we can do with our federal friends and assets. Certainly, we worked very diligently with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Anything we can do along that line, we are more than happy to.
The Citizens Police Advisory Committee, CPAC, is scheduled to meet at 5:30 Tuesday afternoon at City Hall. Public comment can be virtual.
The meeting can be viewed live at cityofpensacola.com/video. To provide input, fill out a speaker request form at cityofpensacola.com/CPAC input.
CPAC was formed out of the grand jury investigation into the shooting death of Tamar Crawford by Pensacola police last year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.